time for our weekly segment with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com.
By the way, UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt, the local connection, he's the guy, 94% first-time fixed-rate UBO Business Services, leaving copier service competitors in the dust in what they've done. I cannot remember the last time I heard in our building anyone complaining about the copier, the scan, the fax, or anything like that.
I can't remember the last time. It was the day before we got the new printers.
Okay, there you go. UBO Business Services. Again, the number 254-772-1600. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Lee, how much does something like Patrick Mahomes, I know we're going to get to the games this weekend and also yep. Sunday. How much does a Patrick Mahomes, that injury just blow things up for you in the middle of a game or also Vegas for the rest of the weekend?
Well, in game, it's not as big. There's still not as many people playing in game, but next week, I think you'll see an adjustment of probably 7 to 8 points. The biggest adjustment I've ever seen in a game was Tom Brady one time when he was out. They adjusted the line 10 points. So generally, a top-tier quarterback, top-five quarterback is 6 to 7 points.
Okay. All right, here we go. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. That's also on Twitter. He's about to give you information, a number as well, and a special at the end of this segment. Penn State, a national game against Michigan in the Big Ten.
Last year, Michigan won at home 42-7. 2 years ago in Happy Valley, Penn State wins the game 42-13. So far, it seems like the last couple of years, home field is a huge advantage. The reason I just can't back Michigan here is they've already turned the ball over 17 fumbles this year, and they've lost 9 of them. And you got to be able to move the ball on the road in big games. And right now, Michigan is number 85 in yards per attempt. And I'm watching Jim Harbaugh, and he's just not able to get the production out of his quarterbacks and his offense that he thought he had any chance of getting. I mean, this is when he went there, it looked like he was going to get all 4 and 5 stars. Has not been that way. The guys aren't progressing. Shea Patterson has not become a top-tier starter. I don't even think he'll get drafted. And on the other side, Penn State, a lot of holes in the defense. They filled them. Their quarterback's sophomore Sean Clifford doing a nice job throwing and running the ball, especially in third down situations. Payback is a you-know-what, and everybody loves a whiteout before Halloween. Penn State big, 34-13.
All right, Lee, Texas and Kansas. Texas getting 21 points against the Fighting Les Miles crew.
who's changed offensive coordinators. This seems to happen with bad teams too often, but they're going to more, well, at least the offensive coordinator is more well-versed in the RPO world, but I don't think Stanley's the right guy for it. He's only rushed for 28 yards, averaging less than 1 yard a carry. They do, though, have some skilled players at running back and wide receiver that are not bad, and Texas is decimated at linebacker and defensive backfield here going into this game. And Tom Herman, not great at chalk, 11-20-1 since 2016. The goal for Texas is to win out and play Oklahoma in this Big 12 title game. I think 21.5. I think they're just begging you to play Texas. I think Texas will win 42-28, but Kansas covers.
All right, Texas and, of course, KU. Now up in Stillwater, Baylor's won 5 of 7 against Oklahoma State. They've won there twice, and, of course, it's been more recent than not. I think the last time they were there, they got humiliated. But Baylor, 6-0, couple of close wins at home, Iowa State, and obviously what they did last week to pull it out against Tech. Oklahoma State Lee's had a week off after getting drubbed, although the score was closer than maybe I think Tech dominated that game. Your thoughts about Gundy having a week off to prepare for Baylor?
Well, it's happened 4 times where they've had a bye to prepare for a ranked opponent when they are unranked and they are a favorite. They've covered all 4 times. Baylor, you know, that game, it was a tough game. I think they might be played out a little bit because that 2 overtime win against Texas Tech, they lost Clay Johnson, a key member of the defense. Chuba Hubbard, I think they're going to be up against it here trying to stop this guy. I like Oklahoma State here, 38-30.
All right, Lee, Cowboys and Eagles. Cowboys got really great injury news today, and it looks like almost all their injured list is going to at least give it a go on Sunday, and the Eagles are decimated.
They are, and both offensive tackles got to be really good, and if not, I think Dallas is in trouble here. You know, they Dak Prescott's got to have everything working. He's got to have his line, and they got to be intact. He's got to have his top receiver. He's got to have Ezekiel Elliott, you know, healthy. Otherwise, they just don't seem to move. And you look at what's going on in Philadelphia right now. You know, if they continue moving the ball like they do, and they just get a couple stops, I think they got a chance to win this game outright. I'm going to call for the upset here. I think it'll be entertaining, but I think Carson Wentz, last four games, 8 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. He's going to get on a roll here. I like Philadelphia outright, 31-28.
Colts and Texans. Boy, two teams that, what, have beaten Kansas City in back-to-back weeks. Is that right, Paul?
Yep.
And obviously the Colts look strong despite Andrew Luck being out from the beginning. And Deshaun Watson continues to do what he does, the running game a little bit better as well. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and a lot of people forget they did play in the wild card, and the Colts knocked out the Texans in that game, and that would prove to be Andrew Luck's last win as an NFL quarterback. Houston, this is where they do their best work, though. They've dropped just one spread play here in the last 9 away games. They're 7-1-1 against the spread. I just think that their receivers are going to run wild against this Indianapolis defensive backfield. And all of a sudden, Houston's offensive line, I don't think they're going to play clean. They did not allow a sack in either of the last 2 games. They might allow a couple here, but I think they're starting to come together. Give me Houston here. Another high-scoring affair, 37-30.
Your game of the week, Lee, is TCU getting 3 points against Kansas State.
Should be a great game. A lot on the line for both teams. They want to get this game. People, all they need to do is just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, we'll give them this TCU-Kansas State game on me. And how about this? A new promotion. Never rolled this one out. It's called the Autumn Annihilator. 12 games combined, Saturday and Sunday. If we don't have a winning record, and I think I'm going to go 9-3 or 10-2, if I don't go 7-5 or better, they'll get the rest of October for free on my executive phone service. This is an instant download. When you go to ParamountSports.com, as soon as you purchase it, just $100, pops open with all 12 games. All you need to do is write them down. You're ready to go. You don't have to call me back Sunday or Monday morning. So Autumn Annihilator, just $100. It's available right now, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, thank you, man. Paramount Sports on Twitter. Lee Sterling, great stuff. Lee Sterling on the NFL and also college football.